What did you say to your mule? What did you say to your henchman?
Well, all the mules had names. You had G, a haw, left or right.
Stop
them. Rule, stop them.
Hey, did you call them in?
Back, yeah. All our mules, we used to call them almost. Some of them were hell.
What do you mean?
They were hard. Hard to turn down. We had a little mule my dad had raised. And he used to take some small hogs and soak them in the tub where they drink. And then when they leave, he'd leave them go a little piece and then he'd cut their tail off. He's hell. Ooh, Lord, that mule is hell.
Bill just...
He'd cut their tail completely off. He'd soak them in the... He'd catch them on that back, soak them in the water. Almost drown them, and when they leave off, he cut their tail off with his teeth. Please, hell, we had picket fence. One time, we went out to Thibodeau one Sunday, and he had taken a whole row of picket fence out and put it all against a tree, standing up all around the tree, so he could one stick some nails in his foot, and he'd run the cows back and forth. My dad used to lay down every 12 o'clock in summer because it was hot and on a pillar in the doorway to catch some air.
In the doorway?
Yeah, in the doorway. You get a breeze, you see.
My granddad used to do the same thing.
And he had that mule, he would come hitting the fence, you know, bam, bam, bam with his foot. And then you hear, if my daddy wouldn't hear him walk fast, you'd hit again and he'd wake him up. And when you hear him walk fast, he was going for his gun. He'd shoot the hell out of it. He either put a few bird shots in there with some beans or popcorn, and he'd shoot the hell out of him. He was a hell of a mule. And he wouldn't stop until he wake him up, too. He had to go shoot him.
They were smart.
You better believe it. That was out of this world.
Did you ride a lot?
Oh, yeah. Mules?
Horses?
Not too much horses. He had a horse when he first got married. He kept a horse, pretty nice mare. She had a good running walk. She would rack about 25 miles an hour. She nearly killed me right in front of the field. I was coming like that and she was racking on the side, you know. And the peg was curving like that and it was kind of slippery. And she had shoes on, you see. And she was racking like that and I wanted to break her. Make a break to cross the road, and she started racking again on the road, and the 4 feet went away from her. And she threw him on the side, but
Did you get your leg out from under?
Yeah, she threw me out.
Oh.
When she fell this way, I went this way. But I held on to the reins, and she stood up straight up in the air, and they had a few cars at that time, not as many as today. But a car came and slowed down, but I kept the reins. She'd have come home. She'd have killed herself coming home. But I held on to him. They had a few men then. They ran to me and asked me if I was safe. I told them no. So I got back on and I racked the hell out of her coming back home.
Yeah.
That was a good horse.
My horse,
but if she catched that bit on the side, that you better watch it. She had a habit of catch that bit on the side so you wouldn't hold her back, you see. And she got that bit, boy, she'd rack you to death.
You know what?
She's a good riding horse.
Yeah, that was what happened to me with our horse. We had a horse that might have to catch a bit on the
side. Just catch it like that, and if she bite that bit, you can pull it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go where she wanted.
Yeah.